Amoridikas Fasemes. Because Fasemes says on the Gemara, Harogil Bener. Ner is an Indian of Ischachus. You saw this Fasemes?
No.
Harogil is Regilus, is the opposite of Ischachus. Harogil Bener is somebody who brings Ischachus into the Regilus. So it's a mamish of a mamish of tifi yasod. As you do that, I mean, it could be rumors in the mitzvah as well of Chanukah, that it says that where do you put the menorah? By Pesach Beisim Bachutz. Pesach Beisim. Why dafka Pesach Beisim Bachutz? So it's both the Helgam, Rav Melech says, Noridik Kedusha, Noridik Melech. You know, the Noridik Melech, the Friedrich Arbaharim Belzer, right? The Helgam, Rav Belzer, Rav Zachain Lebrocha. So he used to go, when he used to have a nap, so he used to read. During his nap, he used to have his gaba reading the Noam HaMelech to him. while he was with the Noam HaMelech. And only the Kutei Shoshana, the back one. So once the gaba was reading a piece, and Yerov in his sleep, no, ni. So he thought he wants another piece, ni. Every time, another piece and another piece. He doesn't understand what he thinks. So he probably thinks that he wants the Parshas HaShavua. He wants the Noam HaMelech on the Parshas HaShavua. So he turns into the Parshas HaShavua. And he starts reading from the Parshas HaShavua. So then... So he started reading from the beginning of the parsha, and then like the Belzer started shaking. He said, "No, yeah." He said, "What's this?" He says, "What do you mean to learn Parshas HaShavua? To learn the Noam HaMelech in the middle of the week? Erev Shabbos, noch a mikveh, and after Chatzoyis, he dares, the Heilige Belzerov dares look in the Noam HaMelech. In the middle of the week, to look at the Noam HaMelech in the Parsha, and Likutei Shoshanim, my son, he was massive, but Likutei Shoshanim is shayach to learn during the week. That's the Heilige Noam HaMelech. So the Heilige Madrega, the Noam HaMelech, Noam HaMelech teaches, that we say it in Hallel, Hischuli, we talk about the Psochim, and Zeh HaShal Hashem Tzadikim Mevoi Voi. So he says that in the Likutei Shoshanim, so we're allowed to say it on a Monday evening. He's right.
Chanukah,
you can say anything. Oh, Chanukah, you can say anything. So the Peldik is off. So he says, the Noam HaMelech says that a Yid has to feel always that the Yid is at the Pesach. The Yid is at the Pesach. Zeh HaShal Hashem. Who's going to be invited into the Tzadikim Yavoiva? Who are those Tzadikim? Those who live their whole lives thinking that they're only at the Zeh HaShal Hashem. And that's the beginning of Pischid Yishar Tzedek. I remember by the Hilgam Shnav Rebbe Shlita, I remember one of the Storim, right? I used to go to the Seder night. Every year, kilo the second Seder night for his first Seder night. So the Hallel was on the last year I was there. And he grabbed hold of his beard. He's in there when he says some Sukkim of Hallel. He's in a Sukkim of Tehillim. He's in a Hafle Dekadvekas. I was once with him in Har Menuchas. And I'm just coming nobody there. There were cookies and other Magachirachim Shifchan there. And he was saying the Hallel like every Pasuk. Mamish, it took him over an hour. The middle of rocking like Hallel, Hallel, Hallel. He was a Mamish on a very highest. I remember he was saying Pischali. Oh, you know, like mamish, like a beggar knocking on the door, open up, mamish, and he's saying over and over again, pischili, pischili, pischili. Amen. Mamish, like a bite, like a. So these Yidden feel the whole time that they're only at the Pesach. They feel that they're only at the Pesach. So Mela, that's the oimek, that it's always the beginning of Ischachus. Why? Because if somebody's inside already, shai, higanu. Somebody's always at the Pesach, so he's always only at the beginning. So if he's always only at the beginning, what's the beginning? The Bereishis. When it's new. Anything that's new is always Geshmak, because it's new. But when it's not new anymore, so then it's not Geshmak. But somebody's always at the Pesach, he's always at the Reishis, so he's always there at the Hischachus. That was a mamish, remember how he said, I don't know how many times he says it. There was a son of a Bretler there, the Rosh Yeshiva of Itri. He's also there. He says, Vaisos, he sees how many gates there are up there. And you know, he was saying the whole time, Piskili, Piskili, Piskili. Mamish like a beggar knocking the door. That man on his Madregi feels Mamish on the thing. So that's the vote. That could be Pshat. If you want to feel this Chachos of Chanukah, so where do you light the Chanukah candles? Al Pesach Beisim Bachutz. The oiris that come down, the Chanukah oiris that come down, are such Heilige oiris, are such unbelievable oiris that come down on Chanukah. That, you know, we can only be maximum. We can be at the Pesach. Maximum we can be at the Pesach based on Bachutz, because those Heilige Oiris are such gewaltige Oiris of Chanukah. How dare we take them inside? We have to keep them at the Pesach based on feeling that we're always at the Pesach. That's the vort of the Heilige Noam HaMelech. The person who feels he's always at the Pesach. So that itself is the Koyach Mischachus. And that's the vote. The osed lovoi. Somebody feels there, Hashal Hashem, he'll be zoichet to tzadikim yavoi voi. Because mamish, the greatest, that which we say tzadikim ein lemenucha loy boi lemazev loy boi lemabo. Gemara in the brachas is the pshat is that because of the tzadikim, they are the whole time going to be massive more and more. So therefore, the whole time they're going to realize that everything they understood until now was mamish is only a hakdama. What's the hakdama? Was the psicha. So ein lemenucha loy, they never get further than the psicha. They never get further than the psicha. The Helga Mary Nechachomim, so the psicha on Chanukah, so the psicha, there's, I don't know how many prokim just on the psicha. Psicha koilele, so many prokim. Because the vote of the Oiris of Chanukah is that a person's always at the psicha. In Torah Akdoisha, however much a person's masik. And then when a person's masik, even more, he's masik even more. So then he feels how what everything he's been masik until now is only at the Pesach. That's the vote of lighting the Chanukah candles at Pesach based on the Bachutz. We have to over Yid always has to feel in the Helga Torah that it's a beginner of Pesach based in the Chutz. Shasa Sakona, however, Shasa Sakona, we said Menichin al Shachon Evedayer. In other words, if it's a Shvacha door and it's a weak door of Ruchnius, is that a person who feels all the time that he's not getting anywhere, he's only at the Pesach, he gets the wrong end of the stick. If you tell a person that in Ruchnius you're always at the Pesach, he says, why are you wasting your time if you're always there? We know the Ma'i Faket, right? Alpi Emes, is that if you're always standing at the Pesach, that means that you're always massing more. You're never staying with the same Hasogas, so you're always at the Pesach, because everything you learn today, it turns out that yesterday was the Psicha. But in the Shvacha Dorah, people get the wrong end of the stick, and if they don't feel Mordik accomplished, and their mamish Goinim and Tamid HaChachomim, right, that's why today everybody needs a lot of Chizuk, everybody's called Vareinu V'Rabbeinu. You know, people tell me they go to Europe, they go to Eastern Europe, and you see the Kvarim there, the Helga Tzadikim, right, my daughter was there, had all the Kvarim, you know, like the Kvarim of the big Tzadikim 400 years ago, is Efshav V'Pashat Yid nowadays. But it's a Shvacha Dorah, people need Chizuk, people need to Rabbeinu, people need a lot of Chizuk. So that's the pshat, that's the oimik manichan al shulchanav. So that you're allowed to take inside. If somebody wants to be mamish, be masik, the madrigas has to know that if he always feels that he's at the psich and there's always more to learn, and then you're masik in Pnimis HaTorah especially, you get to one level, and you get to then another level, and you get to another level, and you keep on understanding tifa and tifa and tifa, is that's the sod of Neres Chanukah. That is really old. Chazorah, mapitom. But if a person always feels that he's at the Pesach, if he's at the Pesach, then he's always at the Haschola. If he's always at the Haschola, so then he feels a Moedig Abren. Because if you're at the Haschola, it means a Moedig Abren. And that's what Marav Shemesh says, by who Yosha Pesach oil, Kachoy Mayoim. What Kachoy Mayoim is, Hislavus. Shtokakus, Hislavus. Kachoy Mayoim, he's burning in desire. He's burning in the Shtokakus. Why? Because he was Yosha Pesach oil. Because Avraham Avinu always felt that he's only at the Pesach. If you always feel that you're at the Pesach, so then you have Mordek Shislavus. There's so much more to know, and there's so much more. So everything you're learning is gewaltig, is new. You feel that you're always learning more and more. And that's what we said before, that's going to be the darga of the Osed Lover. That's where Chanukah is connected to the Osed Lover. So if Dafka and Chanukah, your person has to feel that he's at the Pesach. It says that the whole spashtus of Torah Shabbal Peh is Chanukah. Torah Shabbal Peh is the feeling that always makes you feel Aschola. Finish being Marva Sedra, you usually feel Sedra. You're Marva Sedra. But when you finish a Masechta, Avotar Shabbal Peh, you always start questioning yourself. Nope, do I know it well enough? Should I make a Siyum? Should I be Chazar the whole Masechta first? Because Torah Shabbal Peh is the Torah of Lassid Lovay. Torah Shabbal Peh is the Torah of Lassid Lovay. Bikish Yaakov Legalis is Akeitz. Venistam Imenu, right? When a Tzadik wants something, so Hashem never turns the Tzadik away completely. So he wanted the Legalis is Akeitz. So what happened? He was Megala the Kates. Well, what Kates was he Megala during Galus? The Kates of Torah Shabbat Peh. The Torah of Lassid Lovay. It says Rebbe is the Neshama of Yaakov Avinu. Hanasi is the Neshmasa of Yaakov Avinu. Akiva, Torah Shabbat Peh, Gemara, Akiva is the same letters as Yaakov. It's the biggest Legalus. He wants to be Megala the Lassid Lovay. He wants to be Megala. I'm not letting you be Megala the Zman, I'm letting you be Megala the Torah of Lassid Lovay. The Torah of Lassid Lovay is what Rebbe was Megala with the Mishnah. So since the Lassid Lovay, a person will always be in a Matzav of Chiddush, which is the sort of Shir Lashem, Shir Chodosh, and a person is always going to be in a Matzav of Shira of Chiddush. So really, therefore, that's why a Torah Shabbat Peh is full of Chiddush. But the Lassid Lovay, a person is always going to feel that he's only at the Pesach. He's always only at the Pesach, because every minute there's everything is a Psicha. Everything is a Psicha. Psicha, also the next thing. So that's the sod. That's the sod of the beginning of Bigish Yaakov Legalos Shakeitz, and that's why the sod is full of Mishnayis, Torah Shabbat Peh. Whole Chanukah is Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh always makes a person feel that he's at the Psicha. But a person mustn't be discouraged from that. A person must feel kachoy mayim. Whenever you're standing at the Pesach, you must feel a bechina of kachoy mayim. That's the koyach of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the koyach of the Osed Lovay that we have. Chanukah candles are the oris, the oragonis, which is the oris of the Osed Lovay, which is the matzah where we'll always be standing at the psich. We'll always be the pischoli shar tzedek. The emes is that a yid is always the bechina as the haschala. The yom hashmini atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is the end and is the Haschola. That's exactly what Nosed Lovay is going to be. However you reach the end, you're always at the Haschola. That's the beginning of Shmini Atzeres. You sign the Torah, and you chadash, and you start the Torah again. You finish something, you're always at the Haschola. That's the sod of every Shmini. Chanukah is 8 days. So the 8 days of Chanukah correspond to this idea that you're always at the Pesach Pesach. You see, Madlik, the Ner Chanukah, always at the beginning of Pesach Pesach. And then a person can always have a cheshek in Islam as the Torah. That was the sod of Aaron HaKohen. Every time he lit it, it was the first time. That's the sod. That's the sod of Torah Shabbat Peh. Kohenim is all Torah Shabbat Peh. Kisif se Kohen Yishmu Das Torah Yivakshu Mipihu Kimalach Hashem Tzvokas. That's the b'chin of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the b'chin of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's why Yidu has to have his chachus, and Yidu has to feel that this is all the psicha, and then he's learning them the Yosef Lovay Dikatora.